Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi. Our learning for Rosh Chodesh Iyar, it's actually the very last day of Nisan, is chapter 3 of Avodah Zarah, Mishnayot 4 and 5. We're going to start with an amazing story. Shaul Proclus ben Philosophus. Either his father was a philosopher, and he was named philosopher, or this Greek fellow was actually among the philosophers himself. Et Rabban Gamliel ba'Akko, he asked Rabban Gamliel in Akko, Shaya Rochetz, where they were bathing, b'merchatz shel Aphrodite, in a bathhouse associated with Aphrodite, which is a Greek love deity. Amarlo, and the Greek person asked Rabban Gamliel, Ketuv b'Torachem, doesn't it say in your Torah? And this is, of course, after the Torah had been translated into Greek, the Septuagint. And so he was able to access this, and he read it, and he said, doesn't it say, Lo yidbak biyadcha me'uma min acherem? Doesn't say in your Torah, do not have any of the cherem, any of the banned things like idols, stick to your hand. So then he asks, Mipnei ma ata rochet, so why are you bathing here? B'merchatz shel Aphrodite, in a bathhouse associated with a pagan deity. Amar lo, Rabban Gamliel says, Ein mishivin b'merchatz. He says, I cannot answer your question in the bathhouse. The idea being we do not discuss Divrei Torah in a bathroom or an area where people are not clothed. Kashiyotza, so when they went out, Amar lo, he did answer him outside once everyone had their clothes on. Ani lo bati b'gvula. First of all, I didn't come into the gvul, into the area of Aphrodite. He bought b'gvuli. Aphrodite came to me, meaning the bathhouse was already here. There was already a public bathhouse, and later on, the people in charge decided to add this statue and this dedication to Aphrodite later. And then Rabban Gamliel adds a second reason, Ein Omring, people don't say, Nase merchatz la Aphrodite noi. Let's build a bathhouse to beautify Aphrodite. To glorify Aphrodite, we'll just build a bathhouse here. Ela omrim, rather, how do people approach it? Nase Aphrodite noi la merchatz. Let's make a statue of Aphrodite and put it up on the roof or put a picture of that in the bathhouse just as a decoration for the bathhouse. So he's arguing that it was mutter for him to use the bathhouse. After all, it wasn't originally built for Aphrodite. Davar acher, and there's another reason. Im notin lecha, if we would give you, Mr. Greek Ben Philosophus, kol mamun lecha, mamun harbe, a lot of money, iyata nichnas levodah zarah shelcha, would you go into your idolatrous church or temple, arum, without your clothes on, ubalkeri, and after having an emission, being impure, umoshtin bifaneya, and urinate, right next to your idol? The Zo, and this statue of Aphrodite that's there in the bathhouse, Omedet Opi Habiv. It's standing right next to the waste drainage channel, right next to the urinals. V'chola am mashtini lefaneha. And everyone is, you know, not necessarily clothed and dirty and muddy, and they're urinating right in front of this statue. So this statue isn't there to be worshipped or to be honored or respected. It's there simply as decoration to a place where we do basic bodily functions, the pre-existing bathhouse. So Rabban Gamliel explains this pasuk, lo ne'amar ele Eloheihem. It says there in Dvarim, Deuteronomy chapter 12, it doesn't say to destroy any image or likeness. It says they're Eloheihem, the things that they worship. Et shenoheg bo mishum Eloha, things that are treated as a deity and respected, usher, that Jews can't use. Et she'eino noheg bo mishum Eloha, things that are not treated as a deity, they're not deified, mutter, these decorations to the bathhouse that was already there, they are mutter, it's still mutter for a Jew to use the bathhouse. Now Mishnah Hay also explains this same pasuk about seeking out and destroying Avodah Zarah, idols. It says, Hagoyim, the other nations, Ovdim et Aharim, if they worship the mountains, but they gvayo to worship hills, hen mutarin, these are still allowed for Jews to use. You could use them to quarry stones or plant things there. Umasha aleihem asurim, but if they put some decorations on there, l'shem avodah zarah, they put some gold or silver or some nice things on there, that would be forbidden. Shenemar, it says in Devarim chapter 5, Lo tachmod, you shall not desire and take, kesev zahav aleihem v'lekachta, the gold and silver that is on them. So the hills and mountains and the naturally occurring items, even if they're worshipped, they're not forbidden, but if they add decoration for the sake of idolatry, that would be forbidden. Rabbi Yossi Galili Omer, and he's explaining in Devarim chapter 12, verse 2, Eloheihem ol heharim, their deities on the hills. And he explains, V'lo heharim Eloheihem. This means the hills can't be forbidden as deities. If the pagans pray to a hill, the Jews can still use the hill. Similarly, Eloheihem al Gavot, the Pasuk says their deities are up on the hills, v'lo Gavot Eloheihem, but if they worship a hill, it does not become forbidden for Jews to use. Mipnei ma Asherah Asura, so then why is an Asherah? That's basically the old pagan Christmas tree kind of thing, a tree they would decorate and worship. Why is that forbidden if that's also growing out of the ground? Mipnei sheyesh ba tfisat yedei Adam, because people are involved in planting this for the sake of idolatry. V'chol sheyesh ba tfisat yedei Adam, and anything where people are actually involved. It's not a naturally occurring item. People are planting this davka for idolatry. Asur, it becomes forbidden even if it's growing out of the ground. Amar Rabbi Akiva, a third drasha here, ani ovin, I will understand this pasuk, ve'adun lefenecha, and I will make a drasha of logic for you, kol makom sheta motzei har gavoa. What the pasuk really means is anytime you Jews, the Jews coming into Eretz Yisrael, when you find a very tall mountain, you know, a very nice looking mountain, giva nesaw, an elevated hill, you know, it's a hill they would enjoy, the Eitz Ra'anan, or a fancy leafy tree, something that's remarkable. Do sheyesham avodazar, you should know, they probably put an idol there, that the pagans like to put their idol on the tall hills, the glorious mountains, and the very verdant foliage. They like to associate those places with their avodah zarah, so you should seek out idols there in order to destroy them. Yeshar kochachem, we should all be zoche to return to Eretz HaKodesh, to Eretz Yisrael, and destroy all the remaining idols there and rebuild our temple. Tizkulu mitzvot.